Militants routinely attack on security forces in Pakistan in retaliation to US assassination drone strike in tribal areas and Islamabad's controversial alliance with Washington in so-called war on terror. Over 10 years long alliance with the US has led to the killing of as many as 40,000 Pakistanis and, as per official claims, more than $180 billion losses to the economy and the foreign investment. The collateral damages to the civilian population as a result of US airstrikes has helped the Taliban to gain grounds not only in Pakistani tribal areas but also in Afghanistan.
Pakistan should know where it leads to be a strong arm of the Western power. You have suffered for the last 50-60 years by aligning yourself with the Western powers.
The strategists and thinkers from the different countries have put their heads together to deliberate upon the impact of insurgency ahead of withdrawal of US-led forces from Afghanistan in 2014. There is a varying degree of perspectives on how mushroom growth of militant groups would impact the region in coming years. Many strategists in this regional conference pointed out that the introduction of new weapons such as assassination drones and Taliban's counter-weapon of bombing are the leading gift of over 10 years long presence of US-led forces in Afghanistan.
They are withdrawing only combatant troops, but as far as their presence is concerned, it will remain very much there in thousands. And that means the cause of the organizations that are fighting with Americans, that will remain there.
The Americans have lost the war. Imperialism has lost in this region and they have lost the world over. Now they have started slipping and they will not be able to stop the slippage. So they'll go all the way down. So really the future belongs to the victor. Future doesn't belong to the vanquished. Victors are the resistance forces in Islamic world.
Some apprehended that the US withdrawal is likely to revive the role of regional conflicts through militant proxies in Afghanistan.
There is going to be a vacuum in the theater of Afghanistan. It will entirely depend on how Pakistan and India react to the situation. If they try and go back to the same old theory of proxy military conflict, then the Afghan problem will worsen.
Many analysts believe that militant groups fighting against the US-led forces in the region are now preparing themselves to become political forces to gain grounds among people once American exit from Afghanistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.